The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. to you on this Friday. This will be the last day that we are live on this particular time slot. I know you're all in a panic. Don't panic. We're moving from 7 to 9 to 11 to 1, back where we were when I first started. And we will be live streaming in video, and you can still hear the audio. So those of you who are used to listening to the show by audio and by phone from 7 to 9 in the morning can now dial us in from 11 to 1 Central Time. That means it's 12 to 2 Eastern Time and 9 to 11 Pacific Time. So anyway, a lot of this is adjustments made to keep the show on the air. Phil in Florida wants us to give a big shout out this morning to Catherine Russell, our producer, who took over the reins of the Power Hour in 2009. Worked with Joyce prior to that, producing her show. And, of course, you know, it's a big task doing what she does. And Phil wants us to give a big shout out for her keeping this thing parked where it is. And of course, a lot of you are sad that we are leaving this time slot because a lot of you are early risers like me. If you've been in the military, you know they bang on the trash cans at 0500 or 0530, and you're out of that bunk whether you like it or not. Body clocks do not lie, right? Yeah, once you get adjusted, it's that way. So don't be surprised if I'm still not up at 5 a.m., even though I don't want to get up at 5 a.m. like, you know, many of us don't. To get the show where it is. But Catherine is right there, you know, once we get the news board up, doing the edits and putting stuff in, and, you know, her day starts at 6. So, and it just goes on and on and on. So, Phil, there's your big shout out. And, of course, you know, donating to the show, we got the free Vitamir toothpaste deal going on if you donate $25 or more. When you call in with your donation to the Power Mall at 877-817-9829, and you shoot $25 or more to us, we will get you a free tube of Vitamir toothpaste. This week, by the way, Vitamir products are 10% off, as well as Strauss Natural products. Those are 10% off as well. You also can help us out by shopping in the Partners tab. U.S. Coin Capital is one of them. And if you do, please call and let us know. If you shop on the Partners tab at thepowerhour.com, so we know. And there's some, again, confusion because what people are doing, some of them are surfing over to the websites of the partners themselves, of stuff that we carry on the Power Mall. And, you know, if you have a question about it, because then they buy stuff from directly from the site. And when they get it, you know, or when they order it, then they call us up and they say, hey, I just ordered off the website. Well, we don't get credit for that. So if you want us to get credit, then you have to go, you know, call us first. That'd be the best idea. 877-817-9829 or email us at support@thepowerhour.com and let us know what your intentions are so we can guide you through the process. We'd be more than happy to do that. It's what keeps us on the air. Isaac Abla is slated to be on the show at the top of next hour. She was born in Istanbul, Turkey, and raised in a Muslim home. And it's like, uh-oh, you have a Muslim coming on the show? No. She converted to Christianity. So this is a good news situation for many of you. One of many. I know a lot of you are cynical and thinking one of only a few, but there are more people out there that are coming to know who Jesus Christ is. That's a good thing. One of the news stories that just popped up on our radar that we didn't make the blast here that we'll try to add on to it later. Gas prices in Canada have jumped to $1.79 a liter overnight. Analysts are saying the carbon tax, geopolitical issues, and fuel blend change are driving the rising prices. So just so you know, the perfect trifecta, according to Dan McTeague, who runs Gas Wizard. Tensions in the Middle East, carbon tax increase and switchover, which happens semi-annually from winter to summer gasoline. So let me tell you, dollars Canadian, boy, oh boy, oh boy, going to cost you a bunch of money. Sticker shock at the pumps in Canada. Of course, that has also to do with the oil price surging 4% as the attack on Israel prompts fears of expanding Middle East violence. That's all part of it. Tit for tat. That's the geopolitical thing that McTeague is talking about here, just so you know. Okay? Just so you know. There have been some rumors of late. We have to get into this before we start in world news because there are still people out there pontificating that Biden and Hillary and all the other, you know, Pelosi and everybody else has been shipped off to Guantanamo and executed. We still have that floating around, spreading false hope. Somebody was on Najati, whose father apparently or allegedly had been researched by Alex Jones, said his father co-founded the World Economic Forum. And his son Najati was on the Alex Jones show on the latest Rumble video saying that all these people had been taken to Gitmo and executed. Oh, my. And that, oh, yeah, and that Klaus Schwab has been executed, too. Yeah, I don't. Unless, you know, oh, and then we got, let's not forget, we have some people out there that really believe that the UN is shipping troops in cattle cars and all over the country, in the U.S. I'm talking about, armed, loaded with guns and ammo, ready to take over America. That rumor is floating around as well. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but unless you got a picture to prove it, I ain't buying it. If they're in your backyard, you know, just like we heard about all these, you know, train cars going to Alaska and there's, you know, it'll hold 2 million people up there. And yeah, Chain of Lakes, Indiana. I know that's got a crematorium there. Camp Grayling in Michigan, another FEMA camp for internment of dissidents. Yeah. Folks, unless you got pictorial proof and you've got credible resources, and I think a lot of this is coming from websites of people that we've had on the show before that we don't have on the show anymore. I won't name names, but I'm just saying. And I told you that AI is going to become so predominant on the internet now that you are not going to know what's truth and what's not. And this is the thing. The Bible even predicts that this garbage was going to happen, that there was going to be misinformation and disinformation and fear porn to the extreme, freaking people out. It's by design. They want you to overreact so you step out into the limelight and they can spot you. They want to know who the extremists are, which is why I read you the list of 72 on yesterday's show as to what the government considers. You know, nobody puts out a list like that unless they're paranoid. And of course, when you look at AI and what it's capable of doing, including starting a nuclear war, the more advanced it gets, putting out false narratives and freaking people out to where they mistakenly push the red button. Well, I know a lot of you are saying, que sera, sera, that's what it's going to come to. But bear in mind that if you live in New York City or you live in Washington, D.C., all of our enemies know that New York City is the financial center of America, and all our enemies know that D.C. is the political center of America. You wipe out those two with a nuke, and you pretty much crippled D.C. You haven't crippled Americans. Americans are heavily armed, and this is why our government is paranoid. And people keep arming themselves the more the talk goes around the streets about little ATF jackbooted fascist thug raids on innocent people, serving search warrants, changing the rules of engagement. I really want to try to get Bud Cummins on this show to explain all of this. I don't let this go because see, this is another Waco that they're trying to sweep under the rug. You know what I mean? And it could happen to anybody, not just Brian Malinowski. Could happen to anybody. I mean, anybody that's been, you know, protesting and pro-life, they come to your door, SWAT heavy. Oh, you were out in front of a abortion clinic protesting within the 100-foot, you know, you can't do that, and we have a warrant for your, and they bust in your front door. I think they like destroying people's homes. I really do. I think that's part of their claim because, you know, their MO, they get a pattern. And I mean, it's pretty obvious what their pattern is, which means, you know, if they come at 6 a.m., that means you get up at 5:30 and prepare, right? I beat you guys. I'm ready for you. I got my little dog flamethrower here, like what we talked about on the show yesterday. Can you imagine that? A robot dog flamethrower? They can't shoot at that thing quick enough. And all of a sudden, post crispy critters. The one and only cereal that comes in the shape of animals. Remember that? I got to throw it out there, folks. Some of this stuff is so freaking crazy. Like I said, in this day and age with AI, the way it is, you're just not going to know what to believe. But, you know, putting out news source. Here's the thing, again, about podcasts. And I don't want to be lumped into podcasts because we still have radio stations that are carrying our show. Radio stations that carry the show make us a radio broadcast. We're not a podcast. You know, don't lump us into that category. Yes, we're going to rebroadcast the show from the day before until 11 a.m. till the live. All we did was just shift the clock, okay? Went back to 11 a.m., all right? So we did it for logistical reasons, okay? One of which is to try to keep the show on the air. So understand that, you know, shifting the clock doesn't change the narrative. The narrative is still there. And what we're out trying to achieve with Knowledge is Power and the Power Hour is still there. And your support of the Power Mall should still be there. So, you know, we appreciate your donations and keeping us alive and kicking by shopping at the Power Mall. So the circumstances are such with all of this garbage, like I said, you're not going to know what to believe in the future because this is as it ramps up. And I'm talking about the use of AI-generated disinformation. Moving into world news at 13 after the hour, Google has launched a pre-bunking campaign to counter EU election misinformation. Oh, yeah. Google is going to get out there and they're going to try to combat online misinformation with a new pre-bunking initiative. European elections will likely serve as a dry run for Google's attempts to influence our 2024 November 5. Watch what's going on. Time magazine is reporting that the European Union is preparing for its parliamentary elections in June. Concerns about the potential impact of AI-generated disinformation on the democratic process are mounting. In response, tech giant Google launching this pre-bunking campaign across five European countries aimed at educating voters about manipulative techniques used in online misinformation. Google's Jigsaw unit, which was founded in 2010 to address threats to open societies, will roll out a series of short animated videos in Belgium, France, Germany, Italy, and Poland. They'll roll them out. Short animated videos, probably generated by AI. I mean, they're animated. Come on. You got the Mickey Mouse Club going on over in Europe now. Ha ha. Hi, boys and girls. Ha ha. Hi, Minnie. Ha ha. Yeah. You know? It works like a vaccine, says Beth Goldberg, head of research at Jigsaw. Did you say Goldberg? Yeah, she did. It helps people to gain mental defenses proactively, like vaccine hesitancy. You see, now they're going to put AI out there to try to lower the bar.
Lower the bar.
They want to lower the bar. They don't want you hesitant. When they roll out the next disease X, they want you jumping out of your skin and running to the nearest clinic to get the jab because they got a new one. But wait, there's more. Yes, we have a new and improved vaccine. Pretty soon we're going to have to do a hype commercial, just like I did with the, somewhere around here, we have the Damitol spot. I'll play that again so you know. For those of you that life is one big bummer and you feel like ending it all, now there's new Damitol. You know, the spoof sometimes, man, it's necessary to get our head out of you know where, because sometimes you remember that photo that says your problem is obvious and it shows the guy with his head up. Yeah. Yeah. you know that video, right? See, that's a lot of America right now. It's unfortunate. I mean, when you got people like Cherie Curry from the 70s rock band, The Runaways, sitting there saying the Democrats are a bunch of a-holes and cursing them and saying, you know, I used to vote Democrat. And I don't know what to believe. These people are stupid. I mean, their own Hollywood is turning on the Democratic Party and they're suffering for it because nobody wants to watch their movies anymore. They know they're all BS. See, I would say if we were a podcast, I would be using so many expletives, it would probably turn off half our audience. But since we're Christian-based here and we can't do that, you see, that's why we're not a podcast. Because if you listen to podcasters out there, they cuss like a sailor. Because they're creating news, creating it with their opinion about something. And then they try to find someone's comment out there to reinforce their opinion, and it's always based on somebody's comment, which is, this is the thing we'd like to analyze. We want to rip these comments a new one, because half these comments are done for a reason, to isolate and divide. That's why they're there. Just like the World Economic Forum announcing that 98% of central banks are going to go to CBDCs.
Huh? Illy beanie, chilly beanie, the evil spirits are about to speak.
Hi, Bullwinkle. Yeah, CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency, okay? Only a few countries have passed the proof of concept stage. Now, that basically is, okay, we're looking at it, we're testing it. A lot of people have dumped it. Several countries have canceled their CBDC projects. Philippines, Kenya, Denmark, Ecuador, and Finland. Several large countries are in the pilot stage, China, Russia, India. It's spotty. The universal ID system that's acceptable to all nations is missing. This, of course, is being pushed by the UN, Bill Gates, the WEF. One of these days, Bill Gates, you're not going to be safe out there. People are going to come and find you because they don't like this cashless society. That would be the end game for economic anonymity and freedom and trade. See, that's why they want to go to CBDCs, because then they can lock up your bank account. You stick your little head. It's like playing whack-a-mole. You ever seen that? Pops up, you hit it with a hammer. Pops up, you chase it around the board there, and you hit it with a hammer. It's called whack-a-mole, not guacamole. It's whack-a-mole. Little mole pops up. You hit him in the head with a hammer. You know, it keep popping up in different places and going, ha, here I am. Boom. See, this is what they're playing with us right now, is whack-a-mole. Look here, look there. Wars, rumors of wars. Look here. False Antichrist over here. Antichrist over here. Oh, and Q is John F. Kennedy. That's another one we've heard. JFK is still alive, and so is his son. So is RFK Jr. They're all still alive. What would he be, 106 years old right now? Come on. See what I mean about all these people? You get false hope. People are running down rabbit holes like crazy, trying to find some truth in other people's commentary. This is a problem. You're not paying attention to the reality of what's going on in your own backyard, and it's all by design. So when you hear the World Economic Forum announcing 98% of the central banks are going to CBDCs, it's mostly hot air. So understand what they're trying to do and what they're going to try to get away with and what they're not going to get away with, because we the people will push back. Understand that. Florida has already taken steps and banned CBDCs from the state. which means that somebody is going to have to transact in cash. So, you know, if it all goes to CBDCs, what are they going to use for a standard and store of value? And what are they going to consider a trading commodity besides barter, gold, and silver? You see, these are things that have to be looked into. The logical mind has to kick in here. That's why I'm trying to, you know, we all have a sound mind. God said so. We all have free will. God said so. You choose to follow the Antichrist. Hey, you pay the consequence. You know, the reality is gas prices in Ontario have gone to $1.79 a liter overnight. But the reality is that CBDCs, yes, are being toyed with, but they're not in effect. They would like to make you think they're going into effect, so you panic. They want you to do something extreme so they can infiltrate your group. They want to try to spread out more of their federal jurisdiction so they can come in and say, yeah, they're limited, folks. Did we forget the Constitution? Yeah. We're not like Haiti, where Prime Minister Henry has stepped down as the transitional government has taken over. I mean, the place is broken out in riots, if you believe what the media is saying. Port-au-Prince residents have literally been taken hostage, according to officials there. Facing an unprecedented crisis, the entire population has recognized the urgent need of a firm hand to get us out of this spiral of despair and destruction. So, you know, earlier in the week, gang leader Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier warned members of the Transition Council to brace themselves. Because, see, armed gangs equipped with weapons, traffic largely from the U.S., have for years tightened their grip on the Capitol, seeking to topple Prime Minister Henry. Well, then he's finally stepped down. You got your wish. Now knock it off. Moving into U.S. government news, not a lot. But what there is, yesterday you got tipped off by our callers as to the five defendants in the Michigan electors case. The preliminary hearing is over there. These are for these five defendants who allegedly conspired to present a slate of false electors to the Electoral College for the 2020 presidential election. Just Judge Kristen D. Simmons of Ingham County District Court 54A must now determine if enough evidence exists to proceed with a criminal trial. Decision will not be made until eight of the defendants have had a pretrial hearing, which starts May 28th. So this thing is all dragging out. These people are probably all out on bond. So, you know, we'll see. 57, according to reports. University of Texas students were arrested. Why? They were out protesting. And, of course, the faculty group, there is a group there at the University of Austin that has been encouraging this behavior, condemning the university president for enforcing school policy when hundreds of students walked out of class this past week to occupy campus in protest of Israel's strikes on Gaza. And they condemned UT Austin president Jay Hartzell for calling in the cops. Peaceful protests within our rules are acceptable. Breaking our rules and policies and disrupting others' ability to learn are not allowed. The group that led this protest stated it was going to violate institutional rules, so he called in the cops, claiming our university will not be occupied, Jay Hartzell, Austin, UT Austin president, said. So they arrested a bunch of people. And, of course, Governor Greg Abbott had to chime in because we can't have anarchy. Calling for all these protesters belong in jail. Well, they're not going there. Why? Because Soros-backed DA Jose Garza, the district attorney for Travis County, Texas, where UT Austin is located, let them all walk without charging them. I said Soros-backed DA, okay? All those pro-Palestinian protesters got to walk scot-free. I know a lot of you are cheering. We have a DA that's now more concerned about prosecuting cops than criminals. There's a silent majority here, and we're going to start standing up for our police officers, according to Republican Texas Congressman Mike McCall. But in Florida, Always something cool going on there. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says unruly anti-Jewish pro-Hamas protesters will be expelled from Florida universities. Can he do that? You know, DeSantis is warning you. Made it very clear yesterday. You try to pull those same stunts at Florida universities, you're getting the boot. He says, you think about what happened when you have these Hamas demonstrators out there taking over bridges, over roads. These individuals do not have the right to do that. How do you know if someone may need to get to hospital? Somebody may need to pick up a child somewhere and you're just going to commandeer the road? Highlighting the viral instance that saw protesters trying to pull that same stunt in Miami, Florida. In a matter of minutes, police officers responded, dragging the protesters out of the roads. You know what happens if these protesters, I mean, stupid is as stupid does, folks. And DeSantis says, we're not going to tolerate it. You're chasing Jewish students around. You're not letting a Jewish professor enter a building. You're targeting people like that. That's not free speech. That's inappropriate conduct. Yet students doing this at places such as Columbia and Yale rule the roost and do whatever they want. They won't do that here. You do that in our Florida universities, DeSantis said. We're showing you the door. You're going to be expelled when you do that stuff. And you know that. You know what? People start to face consequences. You're not going to see this nonsense going on. That's straight out of the mouth of DeSantis. So, you know, what happens if these protesters go block the roads and people get tired of it and don't like what they see and they're an emergency and these people are sitting in the roadway? What happens when the cops aren't there and these drivers go, screw it, and they run them over? I'm in a hurry. I got to get somewhere. I'm in an emergency. My wife's having a baby. I'm trying to get to the hospital and you morons are sitting out in the middle of 95. Voom. Boop. Oh, that was just a little bump in the road, honey. Don't worry. We'll get you to the hospital real quick. Forget the fact we just ran somebody over. Screw you people. What are they going to do? Take down my license plate number? We're in the middle of an emergency and you people are occupying a roadway. Stupid as the stupid does, folks. If you want to risk getting run over by a semi or a truck, maybe they didn't see it. Maybe they did. Who knows? I just heard a bump on the road, officer. I didn't know what was going on. You know, this thing could get crazier by the minute. People don't start getting their wits about them. The FCC, by the way, has restored net neutrality. This is the Obama standard, ensuring the internet is fast, open, and fair. The decision to reclassify broadband services Title II telecommunications allows the FCC to protect consumers, defend national security, and advance public safety. Okay. Now that they've done that, of course, yesterday's vote was not without dissent from two of the commissioners. You see, three are Democrat, two are Republican. So they want to protect the open internet. The providers are again going to be prohibited from blocking, throttling, or engaging in prioritization of lawful content. Lawful content. Wow. Safeguard national security. Revoking authorizations of foreign-owned entities who pose a threat to national security to operate broadband networks and, of course, monitor internet service outages. Wow. We'll be back with a little conversation about the economy. Oh, this is going to be good. Oh, I got so much economic news today, it's not even funny. But we'll be back to tell you about it in a minute. Stay with us.
About one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here on this Friday, the 26th day of April. This is our last broadcast live at this hour. And of course, we will be on from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. starting Monday with all sorts of little interesting surprises and shifts in programming, etc. Before we get into the economic news, the U.S. Supreme Court, by the way, heard arguments yesterday about what type of immunity Trump actually has. Now, this is something that's really, really key here, because if the Supreme Court, which according to analysts appears to have some support for Trump's immunity claims, even as more of his allies are facing prosecution for the president's attempts to overturn his 2020 election loss. And here's the thing. other presidents have done this before. Remember 1960 in Hawaii and Nixon, Kennedy, all that, huh? You see, you know, all of a sudden you challenge the election results and all of a sudden now they prosecute you. See, there's a bunch of stuff here, especially, you know, what they're saying, Trump's involvement in January 6th. And again, I think the whole thing is a shift show. It's all aligned with the Biden administration, the J6 committee, all the little commie pigs that sat on that committee that still are, you know, in many respects, part of Congress, which is another joke, and we all know it. And these people keep spending money like a drunken sailor in a strip club they don't have, and giving money to our enemies, all in the name of, you know, some War Emergency Powers Act, which allows them to go out and play World Cop to keep the war from coming here. Well, folks, the war is already here. It's us versus them. And I'm not talking about your neighbor versus neighbor. I'm talking about all of us, we the people versus D.C. These morons think they own us, that they're somehow more superior to us. So much so that they think they can prosecute a former president for any little thing they want. And see, when you open up that Pandora's box, folks, you set a dangerous precedent. See, now they can come after Obama. They can come after a lot of people. I mean, you know, look at all the indiscretions these people have. Oh, but they can't go after Biden. No, because that guy is a mental acuity of an idiot. They can't come after him. Oh, of course, if it's a real Biden, there are people out there that think the Biden's it's a phony Biden. It's a body double. It's a doppelganger. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get some proof out there. Okay. Yeah. Show me some proof. Let's not go out spreading rumors. Yeah. But did you see when he was in Ireland and he was wearing this thing in the rubber mask? Did you see? Yeah. Yeah. I saw it. Wow. Oh, yeah. Man, that's it. It's really Mickey Mouse behind that mask. Yeah. Yeah. Is that the same guy that diddled Ashley in the shower? I don't know. Why don't you ask him? Oh, man. See, people are running around in circles with this stuff. This is what they feed off of. This is what they live their lives doing. They feed off this stuff. Off rumor and speculation and garbage. And they don't even look at what's going on in front of their own face. Oh, I cannot believe that some people in this country actually will pull up to the gas pump, fill up, and not give a care about what the price of gasoline is, or go to the grocery store and go shopping and pile groceries in there and pay big money, and they don't care how much it costs to check out. Wow. And, of course, when Disease X comes out, they'll be the first ones running to the clinics to get the jabs or getting in that long line under the tents at the golf course and all those ambulances at the other end. Well, we have to keep you here for 30 minutes to make sure you don't have an adverse event. Wow. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Now, we need to be paying attention to what's going on here in this country, because it's we the people versus D.C. That's the way it is right now. And as I've said, I'm not anti-government. Governments are necessary to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. All right, moving on to the economy here at 38 after the hour, before we go to the phone lines. I know you're holding. Thanks. Keep doing it. I'll get through this. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon has issued a grim warning for the direction of the U.S. economy, saying he sees the odds of a soft landing as far lower. And why is that? Because of the Biden administration's huge deficit spending. See, the IMF said it the other day. Said, you guys are getting pretty close. Now Dimon is saying, sounding the alarm on a possible bout of 1970-style stagflation, all because of massive deficit spending. People are writing checks their body can't cash. Adam Data, meanwhile, is releasing its first quarter 2024 U.S. home sales report, showing profit margins on medium-priced single-family homes and condo sales in the U.S. shrunk to 55.3% in the first quarter, the smallest level in more than 2 years. Prices often fall back during the slower winter home selling season each year. The latest decrease marked one of the largest quarterly declines over the last 10 years, just so you know. Metaverse, this is Facebook owner Meta, registered nearly $4 billion in losses. Facebook stock tumbled more than 11% in a single day. Meta reported its first quarter 2024 earnings this week, revealing its Reality Labs division suffered massive losses. It's the company's research and development wing focusing on immersive technologies like metaverse, virtual reality, and AI. You see, so if you think AI is coming into full scale yet, no. Their labs registered a loss of $3.84 billion between January and March of this year against a revenue of $440 million, which means people are still supporting it. $440 million, I mean, this is what their revenues are for AI. But they lost $3.84 billion. See, if nobody was supporting them, those losses would be much higher, be way over $4 billion. The losses so far, $45 billion from that segment. Do you really care? Hyundai has recalled over 30,000 cars due to possible fuel pump failure. Gotta love that. 31,444 vehicle owners just got notices. According to the NHTSA, the pumps may fail, which could result in the cars losing drive power. If it ceases working, it can restrict the flow of fuel to the engine, which, you know, if the car dies there on the highway, now you got the raising of the risk of a crash. The models of the Genesis, oh, we're talking about some serious coin here. 2022-23 models, the GV80, 2022-23, the Genesis G80, the Genesis G90. Oh, we're talking about high-end cars here. The retail price, $41,500. That's about enough to pay for half a house in this day and age for those of you on fixed incomes. Wow. We also have a post on our email blast as well as online about 10 reasons not to buy an electric car, according to Vroom editors Paul and Lauren, killing the buzz around EVs. Electric cars aren't new, more expensive than you think. They depreciate faster than a Model S plaid in drag strip mode. Charging infrastructure isn't there yet. I've said that. Charging may pose hidden health risks, like being in a microwave. I've said that. Capacity isn't there yet as to the amount of available juice in charging stations. They're bad for the environment and the roads. They're about government control, being able to shut off your vehicle. Nobody wants them. They're bad for America for obvious reasons. Southwest Airlines is cutting 2,000 jobs, and they're cutting airports out. They're ceasing operations at four airports. Is yours one of them? I'm sure you want to know this. Now, why is that? Because of delays in delivering from Boeing. Southwest uses Boeing 737 airplanes. With a loss of $231 million for the first quarter, worse than analysts expected, sending its share price down 10% in early trading. So here's the airports that are starting in August to close. They're not going to operate out of these airports. I'm going to give you the name of the airport so you know. Bellingham International Airport in Washington State. Cozumel International Airport in Mexico. This one's a hurt. George Bush International Airport in Houston. Syracuse Hancock International Airport. That means Houston Hobby will still be operating, but not IAH, okay? It also will reduce flights at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport and Chicago International O'Hare. As the news reported, Southwest Boeing 737-800 was forced to make an emergency landing after an engine cowling blew off during a takeoff from Denver International Airport, followed by another Boeing 757 facing critical failure when a nose wheel fell off the plane. So Southwest said it expects to receive 20 new Boeing jets this year, down from the 46 it anticipated. So they're going to cut 2,000 jobs while limiting new hires. Boeing stock slid 2.8% this week after the company reported losses that were narrower than fear, but still reported negative free cash flow of nearly $4 billion as a result of the MAX crisis. Okay, there's your economic news for today, besides Canada's gas prices skyrocketing. So, now we move to the phones. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Hey, a couple things. I'm not clear about whether we'll be able to call in while it's live show next week.
Yes. Yes, I've stated that. Oh, you will be able to. Yes. Yeah,
so,
between 11 and 1.
During the live show, we'll be able to call this number and speak with
yes.
you.
Yes, you'll be able to hear the audio. Yeah, you'll be able to hear the audio, and you'll be able to see the video live streaming. And, you know, we're recording the broadcast for the following morning, which we're on right now. So that means you're going to hear, for example, Friday's show you're going to hear on Monday. And then on Monday at 11 a.m., we record the show that's going to play repeat itself Tuesday at 7 a.m. for those who missed it. Because there are some people that actually go after the fact and they watch the show later. But it will only be in the audio format playing from 7 to 9. But from 11 to 1, you'll be able to call the show and do everything you're doing now. And engaging in conversation, you will be able to hear the audio and watch the video from 11 to 1 starting this Monday. So, yes, that to answer your question in the affirmative.
Yeah. And secondly, what's the name of those big conferences your friend has all around the country? Was it Make America Great or Take Back America?
Oh, that would be the Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour.
Yeah. Yeah, Reawaken America. Yeah. I was at the one in Canton last year or year before anyway. I think it was Jeff Rentz got on the stage, and what you're talking about, people having their head in the wrong place. He said,
"Oh yeah,
we need cranial proctologists."
How are they going to get in there, stick your finger in your ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo, like Benny Hill used to say? Remember that?
Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
I know. I just bring – stuff just hits me funny, man. I appreciate you, Kevin, more than you know. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, sir. Had to make sure I called you on this uninformed Friday, brother. And,
all right.
Calling you from the land of Tyson Chicken once again. Have a couple of questions for you, brother. Again, I appreciate everything you're doing. I had somebody get a little aggravated with me and told me that they think I think I know everything. Have you ever had anybody get mad at you and say that to you?
Mr. Know-it-all. No, I haven't, because I admit I don't know everything. We try to stay informed, and, of course, people who say that we're over-informed, I laugh at that. I really do, because we're always finding out new things. But the bigger problem we're going to have, Jeff, is trying to sift through what's truth and what's false. And we have to test it using the scriptures. That's going to be our only salvation at this point.
Using the scriptures, yeah. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. And that's what I try to do. I mean, I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. But I got another question for you, Dave, because you cover everything really well, and you're very up on what's going on in society and everything. And you've been doing this for a while. Does anything even really shock you anymore, Dave, truthfully?
All I got to do is read Blaze Media. You know who they are. I read them. I subscribe to them, and I read the stuff that they put on there. And all of that stuff is divisive. Every bit of it. It's conservative. You got Levin. You got Glenn Beck. You got, you know, Fearless. You got Dave Rubin. You got all these people on there, and every single bit of the news that's on Blaze Media is divisive news, tit for tat, what one side's doing to the other side, how some 13-year-old kid took some lady's purse and punched her in the face. I mean, all this crime, all this stuff. No, none of it surprises me, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you, brother. Well, I appreciate you. You were talking about how bad the society in this generation is. You were talking about the Generation Z and X the other day. Yep. And, you know, the Bible specifically says that the last generation is totally pathetic. So that's in our face. So anyway, Dave, thank you for your time, and God bless you, and a blessed Sabbath to you.
Appreciate it. You too. Brady in Arizona, good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I was just, you know, you wonder how the narrative of all the people kind of now they're going against the Jews. A couple months back, nothing was, if you could even say anything against them, you were an anti-Semite. Now that most of the people across the world know that the mass genocide under Bibi Netanyahu is happening, we're wising up to it. And the problem is our government is funding and giving them all the weapons. So we're a proxy war associate of Israel. Thing I didn't like the other day is, it didn't make the news, is the Israelis are using drones. They're driving around at night with the drones across areas that have been bombed, and they're playing babies crying. So when the people go out in the street they rip them apart with their guns. Is that really peaceful nowadays?
Brady, you know, I wish I could hop a flight over there and actually see this for myself, but obviously I'm pinned down here, so it makes it difficult. As to your comment about, and I appreciate your comment, about the genocide, it's going on in a lot of different countries, and it started with Henry Kissinger, who thinks he was master of the world before he passed away at 100. Why he was allowed to live that long, I don't know, but he wanted to be master of the world. And the bigger problem is, you know, when you start putting out maps of where we need to reduce the population, this is a bigger picture. Here we have a centuries-old war that's been going on, and now that technology has increased, and the Bible said it would, now that we have technology increasing, all of a sudden now they're taking advantage of it, and they're using psyops on the other side to weaken them, to drive them out by whatever means. This has been a religious, scriptural battle that has been going on forever and a day. It's just that now with technology the way it is, now it's all in our face. So now we can look at it, evaluate it for what it is, look at the optics, and decide who's right and who's wrong. Well, that's all by design. They want us pissed off at each other. They want us mad. They want us going out and protesting on college campuses because it creates more divisiveness. It creates more harm. It causes people to beat up on other people and possibly even murder them. You know, because when they start taking the baseball bats and guns and stuff in the streets during these protests, everybody thinks, oh, they're right on. They need to be out there. But when they start harming other people and infringing on their liberty, now we have a problem because our Constitution says you just can't do that. So we appreciate your comment, Brady. Thanks for calling. You know, it's one of these sad states of affairs, folks. It's there to create optics, to get people upset with each other, because if your opinion differs from somebody else's, oh, you're a racist, you're a moron, you're overinformed. Wow. Is that the best you got? See, that's what I always say when somebody calls me names. I go, is that the best you got? Seriously, sticks and stones can break my bones. No, sorry, it doesn't work here. You know, we have rationale. We have the love of God in renewed mind, in manifestation. That is what we operate from. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning. I'm proud to report that Congressman Ron Estes of the 4th District here in Kansas and also Roger Marshall, senator, one of our senators, voted against this package that they passed. And the reason they gave was, you know, we're already way too far in debt. And I'm glad. But last night, Dave Hodges had on, I believe his last name is Thaler, John Thaler. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that has written up to get the book. It's reporttothegovernor.com. And he's a really smart lawyer, obviously. But it was a dynamite interview, and you talk about, you know, how technology increases. He says a lot of this, where they steal your identity and screw up your credit and make your, you know, cost you a lot of money. He put the finger on insurance companies that they're allowing their databases either to be hacked or they're doing it, you know, selling this information, and also the banks. And if you, you know, if you've been in the hospital recently,
mm-hmm.
you better start checking your credit rating, because they have everything on you, and then they only hold that on their servers for a period of time, and then it goes to this other servers, and a lot of this information is coming from them, where they end up stealing your identity.
Well, let's see, we already know that Facebook has already tapped into some of that information, which scares the hell out of me, because I that's one of the reasons why I only go to hospital in the event of an emergency. Anyway, I appreciate that, Sherry. I got one more call to get in before we go to break here. Keith in Oklahoma, you're on. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Earlier, I just wanted to make a comment. Earlier, you were mentioning the electric cars, electric vehicles, And there's something about the terminology on this. They're not electric cars or vehicles. They're battery powered vehicles, cars. You know, and there's a difference. You know, it paints this picture of it's as simple as plugging in a blender and it works. You know, and that terminology, I think it's done on purpose to mislead you into that false sense of
It's a misnomer. I agree. It is a misnomer because, I mean, you're right about the fact you do have to plug into electric to charge it. But you're right. It is a battery-operated car when you look at it. Very good. I appreciate the realistic approach there, Keith. That's good observation. And thank you for that. And thanks for your call. We're at the break right now. When we come back, we're going to try to dial into Isaac Abla. She has a ministry program out there. She is a former Muslim converted to Christianity. We'll get her take on this after we come back after these important messages. Power Mall opens in 5. Be right back after the break.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.